Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The IHSAA Cross Country Championships are this weekend at the Laverne Gibson Course in Terre Haute. We check in with the girls' head coach of Bloomington North, Justin Helmer.
It's a state meet. It's going to just be different. You know, I think my personal take on that course, you can get out really, really fast. You can make some mistakes early that are going to cost you at the back end. But ideally, I think that you've got to get out and get in good positions so that you're racing the people you need to be racing. And then you've got to be able to finish. And I've seen plenty of times where we've been in great position. You know, at the conference meet earlier this year, I thought we were fine through the first half of the race, and then we just kind of went to sleep the second half and did not run to the finish line. Again, I think we can learn off of that experience and know that we've got to get in position, and then we've got to keep running all the way through. You know, the last 2,000 meters will be key for how we can finish.
What is the crystal ball say? What should we look for from the maroon and gold on Saturday?
Last year, we finished seventh there, and, you know, there's a moment seeing the girls after they finished. You know, they're just in tears. They thought they had just run awful. Even myself, you know, I thought, man, that was not a good day. And then we were standing around at the awards. We were almost surprised when we heard we got seventh. We all kind of felt like we hadn't given that great of a performance. And so kind of from that day, we talked about those tears and why we were frustrated, why we were upset, knowing that we kind of felt like we left some stuff out there. And so that's been on our mind for the entire year. That's been an ultimate goal for us, is to try to get on the podium this year. But, you know, more or less just go there and finish it off the right way and have a just strong race. It's kind of what we're looking for. So, obviously, we'd love to get on the podium. We feel we're good enough to do that. But we're going to have to go out there and race and see how everybody else races.
North, South, and Edgewood all racing as teams in this weekend's cross-country state championships. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Boys cross country coach Larry Williams checks in before they head to Terre Haute in the Laverne Gibson course for this weekend's cross country state finals.
Laverne Gibson course is a tricky course. It's an awesome course. It's a great spectator course. There's lots of running room for the athletes. They don't get bottlenecked up, that type of stuff. But it also sometimes can be a mystery because you're never really sure how it's going to run from one week to the next. It's a reclaimed landfill. Because of that, the soil and such causes maybe the way the water soaks in or doesn't soak in. Going all season without much rain at all, and now all of a sudden we're going to have a couple days of 1-2 inches of rain. Will that change it? It might possibly. The winds always seem to gust up there, which always makes it exciting. The state, just being there for the state meet is exciting in itself. We've been there for two meets earlier this year. We were able to go to a non-scored meet and use it as a workout, which I really think helped set us up for the conference win there later in the season. I think right now the boys have a feeling that they understand the course much better. Again, it can run different from day to day, but I think they're feeling pretty good about what they might be able to do.
On paper, what is the expectation?
But once we started seeing how pieces were falling together, the goal is to make it to the podium, get into the top five teams to receive medals, and that's not happened since I think 1980 maybe or 81. We've had a couple of close races with it, but this group, I think it has that potential. I really believe there's like maybe two or three outstanding teams in the state, and after that I think there's a group of maybe 8-10 teams that could be on that top five. I think if we can make the top 10 and realistically, you know, I think we have a shot at being up on the podium, being top five. And at this point in time, I think it's icing on the cake per se. But we definitely want to go in there and be a competitive team.
Best of luck to the South boys, the North boys, and individual Austin Haskett running from Edgewood in this weekend's state championships. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.